with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The president says he is now reviewing a new Iranian proposal to end the war, but expressed skepticism it would be acceptable. The president mentioned that to reporters as he boarded Air Force One yesterday. Iran reportedly has shared a 14-point proposal through the mediator, Pakistan. The president rejected a previous proposal this week. Former FBI Director James Comey says he'll fight a Justice Department indictment that he threatened President Trump's life.
Comey appeared in federal court in Virginia this past week, turning himself in on two charges, including threatening the life of the president and transmitting threats across state lines. The DOJ charges stem from a photo of seashells he posted online last year. The former FBI director did not speak during his brief court appearance, but has said he is innocent. His attorney, Patrick Fitzgerald, said he would argue that the case is a vindictive prosecution, meaning it was brought to punish Comey for exercising his legal rights. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says the ongoing war with Iran is putting an economic squeeze on American farmers.
Diesel at more than $4, in some places it's $5 or more. Fertilizer prices have shot way up.
Grassley, who spoke to the Salem Radio Network from his Capitol Hill office, is urging Congress to approve year-round sales of E15. That's a higher ethanol fuel blend that would help to lower prices at the gas pump. Economist Steve Moore says the president's energy policies are working.
Under Donald J. Trump, the United States is energy independent for the first time in 50 years. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I was even surprised to learn that myself. We are a net exporter of oil and gas, so we're not as reliant on the Middle East as we used to be. And that happened thanks to Trump and the shale revolution.
And last month, U.S. exports surged to a record 5.2 million barrels a day. This is SRN News. Americans are going back to church.
The Hartford Institute for Religious Research has released a new study that indicates the nation's houses of worship are rebounding from the pandemic 5 years ago. The survey of 24,000 churchgoers finds that most churches have maintained their attendance since COVID, and many are seeing an increase. However, the Institute warns that this mild uptick has not changed the overall trend of fewer people attending worship services across the board. Michael Harrington reporting.
As America prepares to celebrate its 250th birthday, scholars are drawing attention to the religious freedom provisions in the Constitution, which was unusual in its day. The Founding Fathers were deeply concerned about the issue. Shortly after independence in 1776, Thomas Jefferson began drafting the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom. That law provided a template for what became the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. This is SRN News. As the September 11th 25-year mark approaches, the nonprofit group Tunnel to Towers is taking a piece of the World Trade Center steel across America. The Coast to Coast event kicked off yesterday.
The CEO of Tunnel to Towers, Frank Siller, says this tour is all about educating the next generation and those 25 and under who were not alive during the terrorist attack. The 16,000-pound steel beam from the South Tower of the World Trade Center will be driven on a truck across the country from New York City with stops at American landmarks, including Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, the Space Center in Houston, and the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Laura Winters reporting.
Spirit Airlines has announced it's going out of business after 34 years. The ultra-low-cost airline, known for its bright yellow planes and deep discount fares, announced Saturday it had begun winding down operations. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.